The Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, we start the Splash, but the Cardinals opening things up. They played their worst quarter of the year in the first. They fell behind the woeful Houston Texans 5-0, but when the alarm went off, Arizona ripped off 31 straight points to win 31-5. Scoregami action, first time that's ever happened in NFL history. They moved their record to 7-0 on the season. Kyler Murray threw for 261 yards and three touchdowns. Cardinals defense allowed only 160 yards and held the Texans out of the end zone, despite playing once again without Chandler Jones, Corey Peters, and Zach Allen. Head coach Cliff Kingsbury was back. He passed COVID protocols on Sunday morning, so he doesn't miss a second consecutive game. Cardinals 7-0 for the first time since 1974 when they were in St. Louis. That team, however, did not finish very well. They went 3-4 over their last seven games. They finished 10-4 and got blown out by the Vikings in their first playoff game. But that doesn't matter. That was all those years ago. Cardinals have a short week. Thursday night game against Aaron Rodgers and the 6-1 Packers looming. The Packers beat Washington 24-10 with Rodgers throwing three touchdown passes. And it might have been closer or a different result if Taylor Heinicke knew how to get into the end zone.
Ouch.
What a weird
too
play
soon.
That was.
Yeah, no doubt. Too soon, right?
It was three quarters, basically, Bick, of what you expected. Cardinals versus Texans.
No, I agree.
The first quarter was a little disconcerting.
Yeah, no, the first quarter was dreadful, and it leads you to believe that, you know, their two worst games have been against the two worst teams. But they got control of the game, and the Texans just posed no threat to them offensively. Yep. By the way, with that game, the Cardinals now have the number one defense in the NFL.
Wow. Look at that.
Yep.
San Francisco 49ers and Indianapolis Colts played in a torrential downpour in Santa Clara. The game was every bit as sloppy as you'd expect, but the Colts won 30-18, pushing the 49ers record down to 2-4 on the season. The other NFC West team in action on primetime, the Seattle Seahawks, also 2-4. They play tonight. They host the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football. That game kicks off at 5:15. The Rams started out pretty similarly to the Cardinals against the Detroit Lions. They fell behind early, but were able to outlast the Lions 28-19, so they keep the pressure on the Cardinals at 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
It was a weird weekend in the NFL, too. Blowout weekend. Six games decided by 20 or more points yesterday alone. The Patriots had the biggest blowout of the weekend. They pasted the Jets 54-13, most points scored by any team this year. Elsewhere, Tom Brady became the first player ever to reach 600 career touchdown passes. Tampa Bay beat up on the Bears 38-3. Brady had four touchdown passes on the day, three of those going to Mike Evans. Weird weekend, too, for the Phoenix Suns. It started out Friday after we got off the air. I took a nap.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much just...
Oh, so you woke up to all that?
I woke up to all these text messages. Yeah. What do you know? What's going... hold on. Let me right. Rub the sleep out of my eyes first.
Uh-huh.
A looming story coming from ESPN about the inner workings, the workplace culture, if you will, of the Phoenix Suns with the focus on owner Robert Sarver. Now, the story hasn't come out yet, and it... was very strange to be teased by somebody who doesn't even work for ESPN.
Very.
So, you know, it's been described as very damning stuff. Apparently 50 people, employees, former employees, people around the organization were interviewed for this particular piece. But so, it's
listen,
just kind of hanging there right now.
This has been brewing because Flex from New Jersey, who seems to be given a lot of credibility. He's got a direct line in the organization. He tweeted out he's known this was coming. I talked to people months ago who said, people sniffing around the owner. You know anything about this? I'm like, no. This is going to be very interesting to see what ends up being delivered after all of this stuff floating around.
We don't know if it's coming out today, tomorrow. It was only said early this week would be the story. The Suns also had a strange weekend on the court. They blew out the Los Angeles Lakers on Friday night and then followed that up by getting their doors blown off by the Portland Trailblazers on Saturday night.
Yeah, that was I did not see that game against the Blazers coming. But, Yeah, they're obviously they've got to reconfigure their rotation. A couple new guys. I'm not panicking about it.
No, it'll take a little bit of time. Still.
I really don't like what I'm seeing from DA early on, but I guess that's to be expected too. This whole basketball team, it looks like they needed another 3 or 4 weeks off. Vacation time. Look, shut up, Jarrett.
It looks like a hangover right now.
Kind of.
Yeah. And if anybody should know about hangover. What?
Yeah.
Coyotes still looking for their first win on the season. They start a 6-game road trip in Florida against the Panthers. Face off 4 o'clock. Pregame coverage starts at 3:30. You can hear it all on ESPN 620 AM and 98.7 FM HD2. College football, Georgia still atop the AP Top 25, although the Bulldogs had the weekend off. Cincinnati still number 2. Alabama jumps over Oklahoma to number 3.
Okay, wait a minute. Did Oklahoma lose this weekend?
No, they won.
They didn't lose this weekend.
They look like absolute garbage for most of the game.
But they didn't lose?
They didn't lose.
You're telling me they did not lose?
No.
And Alabama jumped them?
That is correct.
Is anything in this world not bought and paid for? Is there anything not corrupt
in this country?
No.
Oklahoma might be undefeated, but Alabama has a quality loss against an unranked team.
They really do. Well, that team became ranked after they beat them. That's how much respect they get.
You know, listen, Alabama was struggling with Tennessee for a while over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What a joke.
But Tennessee's not Kansas.
What a joke. Yeah, you're right.
Oklahoma falls to 4th, Ohio State's 5th. Oregon held on for a win over UCLA. The Ducks move up to 7th, and they remain the only Pac-12 team in this week's standings. I'll say this. I've watched the Pac-10, Pac-12 for a long time. I am convinced it is awful and quite possibly the worst Power 5 conference in the history of college football.
Wow.
Yes.
It's
terrible.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's strong. So you're not buying this?
ASU
you're
had the weekend off and enjoyed picking up ground on everybody. The whole division lost.
So you're not buying this? If Oregon runs the table, they're going to the playoff.
If they do, they'll get beat by 50 points with their cute little speckled uniforms.
Yeah.
World Series gets underway in Houston on Tuesday with the Astros in the Fall Classic for the third time in the last 5 years. They'll take on the Atlanta Braves, who are the National League champs for the first time since 99.
Boring.
Valdez against Morton, the first game pitching matchup. And the St. Louis Cardinals have a new manager. Of course, they fired Mike Schilt because 3 playoff appearances and 3 winning seasons wasn't enough.
Yeah.
So they hire 35-year-old Oliver Marmol, who was the bench coach under Schilt. 35 years old, becomes the youngest manager in baseball.